I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come.
Coming Alive by Jim Eldridge, with Carl Howman as Terry King and Phyllis Logan as Sandra Gaines. Part 3, Betting Fever.
Well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Dear Gran, great to see you at the Matt Clayton concert the other night. I hope you're well. Things here at Grove Hill are much the same. You remember me mate Terry? Well, he's nearly finished his sentence working at the centre. I'm not sure what he's going to do when he finishes. I'm really going to miss him. Our social worker and him have been having a bit of a thing together. Trouble is, her mum's still staying with her and they can't get together. Plus, this bloke called David, who was like her first love, has turned up. All in all, Terry's having a hard time of it. But who was it who said, the course of true love never runs smooth? Maybe it was the Bee Gees. Anyway, I shall sign off now, but I shall call and see you as soon as I can. Your loving grandson, Steve.
Gail! Hurry up, it's nearly 8:30.
Just coming, Mummy.
Ah, now, Gail, have you got everything?
Yes.
Right, we're off.
Well, have a nice day, the pair of you.
Thanks.
Oh, Sandra?
Yes?
Did I tell you about Wednesday?
No.
I won't be able to babysit for Gail on Wednesday night.
Oh, Granny.
Why not?
Because Matt Clayton's doing another senior citizen's do, and I said I'd go along and support him. Believe he thinks of me as his lucky mascot.
But I've got an important forum on child poverty with the council on Wednesday night.
I'm sure you could find someone else. I'm very sorry, Gail. I hope you forgive me.
That's all right, Granny.
It's not all right. Mum, this is really short notice.
Then it's lucky I told you now and not tonight.
Yo, Mrs. Mop!
Ah, good. You come to give me a hand.
Ah, oh, sorry, mate, I can't. I've got my best jeans on. What's all this mopping for?
The indoor pancake race on Tuesday. I want to make sure the floor's in good nick. This pancake race is being taken very seriously on this estate.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing the book on it.
You?
Yeah, I'm branching out. I bought the book off Ducky Harris.
Steve, I'm surprised I need to point out this, but being a bookie without a licence is illegal.
Yeah, I know. Once I can afford a licence, I'll get one. This could be the start of a whole new career for me.
It could also be the start of you biting off more than you can chew. Well, is it known that ambition can creep as well as soar? Edmund Burke.
This could earn me a few bob, Steve Addison.
What if you lose money on it?
I won't. Mrs. Patel's an absolute shoo-in. I've seen her in training. No one can touch her. She's odds on.
Is she? Oh, I don't know. I've heard things about Miss Martin.
Well, yeah, so have I. I put that down to jealous gossip.
I'm talking about the pancake race.
Nah, Miss Martin's good, I grant you that. And her grip on a frying pan has a firmness to be admired. But when it comes to running and tossing pancakes at the same time, Mrs. Patel's in a class of her own. So, you putting anything on it?
No, I don't bet. You know that.
Shocking. It's that sort of attitude that's killing enterprise culture in this country. Oh, message from Wendy.
Are we going to meet this girl, or does she just exist in cyberspace?
Don't worry, you'll meet her. She likes to be like the elusive pimple. They seek her here, they seek her there.
I think you mean Pimpernel.
What we have here, Miss Gaines, is an epidemic which has to be stamped out.
Gambling.
Illegal gambling.
Whether it's illegal or not is beside the point.
Oh, really, Miss Gaines?
Now, hear me out, Mr. Preston. I'm agreeing with you.
You are?
Poverty is a major problem on Grove Hill Farm, and it's not helped by the fact that the way some people try to get out of the poverty trap is by gambling, whether it's scratch cards, the lottery...
Oh, well, the lottery...
Yes, the lottery, racing, the pools, whatever. It only digs them in deeper, whether it's legal gambling or not. What we ought to do is crack down on gambling full stop.
Well, a little flutter now and then doesn't do much harm, and the lottery does support good causes.
It also supports a lot of fat cats who are getting rich on other people's desperation.
Look, can we get back to the case in point, the illegal gambling on Grove Hill Farm? It's going to be one of the main topics at the Forum on Child Poverty with the Council on Wednesday. And it would be to our great advantage if we were able to say that you have found out who's behind it and have nipped it in the bud.
Me?
Illegal gambling, Miss Gaines. Put a stop to it. Then at least we can report that we're doing something at the Forum on Wednesday.
Aye, aye, Captain Bly. Yes!
Have I caught you at a bad time?
David! Oh, no, sorry. I've just had a close encounter of the irritating kind.
I thought I'd pop in and see if you fancied one of the lunch kind.
Oh, what time is it?
12:30.
Well, yes, yes, why not?
Wendy, absolutely not. It's right out of the question.
It's only a pancake race.
Yeah, but I'm doing the book on it. My girlfriend can't be in the race.
Why not?
Because whatever odds I give you, no one's going to believe them.
I ought to be favourite. When I was at school, I ran for the county in the 100 metres and I won.
All right, say I make you favourite and you don't win. They're going to say I got you to throw the race. Either way, I'll get a kicking from the unhappy punters.
You're just being ridiculous.
I'm not. Please. Wendy, look. The harsh brutality of track athletics is not for someone as, well, as tasty looking as you.
You was drooling all over Denise Lewis in the Olympics. Look how fast she run.
Yeah, but she weren't weighed down by a frying pan. It's a different world.
Well, my sister reckons I'm a cert to win. And I'm going for it.
How's your soup?
It's an interesting definition of made in our own kitchen. Still, it's tasty. So, have you had any further thoughts about what you plan to do?
About going back to Africa, you mean?
Yes.
I don't know. It depends on, well, other things.
What other things?
Well, Sandra, I know I haven't exactly swept you off your feet since I've been back. Not that there's been a lot of opportunity with your mother around.
Maybe I don't want to be swept off my feet.
I also get the feeling that there's someone in your heart.
You always were very sensitive.
I was always fond of you. Oh, what am I beating about the bush for? I loved you. You were always the one.
But not strong enough to compete against good works in Africa.
I was younger then. Now I'm older.
David, when you went away, it broke my heart. I never thought I'd get over you. And I guess I didn't, not even when I married Dawn.
I'm sorry.
I wondered how I'd feel if I ever saw you again. And 9 years later, here you are.
And?
You're still as sickeningly good-looking as ever. You make me laugh, you make me feel good.
But?
I don't know.
So who is it? Or is it a secret?
It's private. For the moment.
I see. Well, someone is very, very lucky.
I only came here for a wing mirror for a capri, and you ain't got one.
I'll have one for you tomorrow.
I need one today.
Okay, I'll have one for you this afternoon. I know where one is.
I know where one is as well. On Eric Hudson's capri, outside his house. But he'll notice if I start taking it off, which is why I want one from you.
Right. You're a hard man to do business with, but I'll see what I can do. Come back later.
Right. Also, I hear you're running the book on the indoor pancake race.
Yeah, that's right.
How much are you offering on Wendy Wilson?
She ain't running.
No, that's not what I heard. I met her sister just now, and she says Wendy's in for it, and she's got good form. Come on, you're the bookie. What odds?
5-4 on.
That's joint favourite. Do me a favour. I want 10-1 at least.
10-1?
Yeah, 10-1. Or else.
Hello, Terry.
Hello, Sandra.
What are all those bollards out there for?
Oh, I've been setting out the practice course for the pancake race next Tuesday. You coming? Should be a cracking event.
With a book on it as well, I expect.
Well, there may be some gambling, but of course I'm not having anything to do with that.
No, no one is.
No, I'm here because I've got express orders from Mr. Preston to close down the illegal gambling on this estate. And if there's a book running on this pancake race...
Hang on, Sandra. How do you know it's an illegal book?
Because it's bound to be. Or do you know better?
All right, there might be a book, but I can assure you I've got nothing to do with it. I don't even bet. You know that.
Yes, but you know the people on this estate and they know you. I need the word to put around that illegal gambling is going to be jumped on. Maybe Steve could give you a hand spreading the word.
Yeah, maybe he could. Was that the only reason you came?
No, of course it isn't, you idiot. I wanted to see you.
Good. Give us a kiss. We're not having a lot of luck getting together, are we?
No. I'm sorry, Terry. I honestly thought my mum would be gone by now.
Maybe we could send her out for the evening.
Actually, she is going to be out, but the one night she chooses is tomorrow, Wednesday.
Well, that's good.
Well, unfortunately, it's the same night as I've got a major meeting with the council. Preston and all the bigwigs are going to be there.
Do you think they'd notice if I whisked you off home?
Very much so. Typical mother. The one time she does something I want her to do, she does it at the wrong time and drops me right in it.
In what way?
Well, now I'm stuck without a babysitter for tomorrow.
Well, that's no problem, is it? I'll do it. It'll be a pleasure. Bear in mind, I haven't seen much of Gail since your mother arrived. And if we're going to be a family when all this is over...
Oh, if this ever gets to be over.
Come on, just 2 months to go. Hang in there.
Oh, do you think we're doing the right thing?
Having second thoughts?
No, it's just that... I don't know. There just seem so many obstacles.
By the way, how's David?
All right. Why?
Well, I just wondered if you see much of him, that's all.
Only casually. I hope you're not getting jealous.
Well, he does seem to spend more time alone with you than I do.
But not in that way.
No, of course not. I didn't mean that.
Let's get one thing straight, Terry. I'm a one-man woman. Things are difficult for us at the moment. But if you can't trust me...
Of course I trust you.
Good.
So I'll see you at your house on Wednesday, then. What time?
6:30.
No problem.
Right. And now, can I assure Mr. Preston that there'll be no illegal gambling on this estate?
Yes. Now shut up and come here.
But I can't pack in the book. Not now. What's Sandra thinking of?
Well, it's not Sandra's fault, Steve. She's got the authorities on her back. Though she is concerned about the social effects of gambling. And I have to say, I agree with her.
What about the social effects of a riot? Because that's what'll happen if I cancel the book now, Tell.
Yeah, I know, but according to Sandra, Preston is even talking about bringing the police in.
The police? Well, that's an infringement of my civil liberties, that is.
Civil liberties? You're doing something illegal.
I wish I'd never taken the book on now. It's bad enough with all this ducking and diving, and now Wendy's going in for it.
You're Wendy?
Yeah. I tell you, Terry, I've had it up to here. Say she wins and I've made her favourite, they're going to say it's a stitch-up because she's my girl.
Well, tell them she ain't really your girl. As far as I know, all you two do is send text messages to each other.
Yeah, well, it's in the early stages. Oh. Here she is again. Yeah, look.
In/goot.
It means I'm not giving up that easily.
Oh.
She's still going for it. Terry, can't you have a word with her?
Me? Well, what can I do?
Talk her out of it, that's what you do.
I don't know how to send text messages.
I'll leave it out. Come round and see her with me tonight.
I can't. I'm babysitting for Sandra.
But I'm in a right hole. Bet it was never this hard for William Hill.
Now, I won't be back late.
Right.
Matt will be dropping me back, so there's no need to come and pick me up.
I wasn't going to. I have a meeting, remember?
Yes. Did you fix up a replacement babysitter all right?
Yes. Fine, thank you.
Terry's going to be looking after me. I like Terry.
Terry?
Yes.
Who's Terry?
Hadn't you better get going? You don't want to be late for the concert.
Terry King.
That person at the centre?
He is not a person in that tone. He's looked after Gail before.
You let a convict look after my granddaughter?
He's very nice.
Now listen here, Sandra.
Mother, I don't want to have this conversation in front of Gail.
I don't mind.
Well, I do. Gail, would you go to your room, please? I just want to have a quick word with Granny.
Okay.
Now, Mother.
Don't you now, Mother, me. How can you think of leaving my granddaughter in the care of a criminal?
He is not a criminal. He's one of the kindest, gentlest people I've ever met.
You're just doing this to get back at me, aren't you? Just because for once I want to go out and have an evening on my own instead of being your free babysitter.
How dare you?
I never thought you'd stoop so low as to use your own daughter to play these emotional games.
Don't talk to me about playing emotional games.
Hello? Everyone happy?
A pint of lager, a tonic and two packets of crisps, please.
Yeah. I hear you're running the book on the pancake race.
Yeah.
What are you offering on Doreen Knowles?
Doreen Knowles?
Yeah.
50s?
50 to 1.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have a ton.
A ton? 100 smackers at 50 to 1?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, all right. Money up front.
Of course. Here you are. It's all there.
Right. You're on.
Here, the entrar and your ladies is packed up, and the paper towel dispenser's empty.
That's the contractor's responsibility. I'll tell him in the morning.
Let's hope no one wants to dry their hands tonight.
Here you are. Cheers.
Cheers.
Sure you don't want a vodka in that?
No, I don't want to ruin my performance in the race next week.
Oh, you ain't seriously still going for it?
Of course I am. I could be good at it.
Yeah, but... Look, Wendy, would you do me a big favour?
You can't beat Jungle Book for good entertainment, eh, Gail?
It seems a bit childish.
Well, yes and no. Oh, I wonder who that is.
Do you want me to put it on hold?
No, that's all right. I won't be a minute.
Ah, Terry.
David.
Is Sandra in?
No, she's out. I'm babysitting for her.
Oh, right. Well...
Any message?
No, just say I called. I'll see her another time.
Right.
And give her these?
Will do. See ya.
Someone bringing flowers?
Yes, David.
Are they for Mum?
I don't think they're for me. What are you watching?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I got fed up with the film.
What? I'm not sure your mum would approve.
Oh, she would. She lets me watch it.
Does she? God, it's like a railway station in here tonight. If it's chocolates this time, I'm going to eat them.
Tell!
Steve!
I hope you didn't mind. This is Wendy.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you, Wendy. Steve, I'm babysitting.
Can we come in?
Steve, I'm babysitting.
It is urgent.
Well?
He wants you to talk me out of this pancake race, but I'm going for it.
Oh, all right, look, but no loud talking and no language. Gail's still up. Gail, it's Steve and his girlfriend, Wendy.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, brilliant. Yeah, maybe if you and Wendy go and talk, I can look after Gail in here.
No.
He only doesn't want me to run in this race because he's ashamed I'll show him up in front of his mates.
Can you talk in the kitchen?
Yes, of course we can, Gail. We're just going to go in there. Look, I won't be a minute, and as soon as this finishes, it's bedtime, madam.
May I ask what's going on in here?
Mrs. McKendrick, I thought you were at the concert.
I changed my mind. Gail! What is that awful thing you're watching?
It's Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Is it?
It's all right, Granny.
Well, not in my opinion.
Actually, not all the episodes are like that, Mrs. M.
If I could ask you all to leave...
But Sandra asked me to babysit.
And I am telling you, you are not needed here. Now, please leave.
Well, so far, I think this forum has gone well, Miss Gaines.
I still think it's missing the point. A meeting about child poverty should include positive actions to combat it,
Not just generalisations and statements of intent.
Well, we have to start somewhere.
Yes, and now. Sorry, oh, I thought I'd switched it off.
We'll make sure it's turned off before the next session starts.
Hello? Mother? What? I'll be home right away.
I couldn't stay at the concert knowing that my granddaughter was in the house with a criminal.
Terry is not a criminal.
How can you defend him in view of what's happened?
You haven't told me yet what's happened. Just that there was some sort of party going on when you got back.
I explained to Matt that I had to go. And as I've said, it was lucky I did. When I got home, that man was here with two of his low-life companions.
Who?
I didn't ask their names. I recognise one of them as that dubious young man who hangs around with your convict friend.
Steve?
I believe that's his name. And the girl they had with them.
Girl?
Wearing clothes that left very little to the imagination. I could just imagine what she was going to be doing here once I got rid of Gail.
Mother, I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Oh, yes? And what about the film or whatever it was they were letting Gail watch?
Jungle Book. That was the film Terry was going to watch with her before she went to bed.
It certainly wasn't Jungle Book.
Oh, Sandra. Everything all right when you got in?
No thanks to you.
Mother been telling tales?
Not just Mother. I also heard from Gail. How could you?
Wait a minute. How could I what?
Inviting people into my house last night while you were supposed to be looking after Gail.
What are you talking about? Steve and his girlfriend turned up.
So you thought you'd while away the evening with a few drinks, did you?
No, I did not. Steve wanted me to talk Wendy out of going in for this pancake race. They'd just turned up unexpected when your mother arrived.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. So please think before you start having a go.
OK. But what about you letting Gail watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
She told me you let her watch it.
Oh, and you believed her, huh?
Anyway, I didn't have a chance to stop her changing channels. I was too busy answering the door to your boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
Yes, Dr. David.
David is not my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah? So what a bunch of flowers.
Look, get this clear. I did not invite David round. I did not ask him to give me flowers.
No? Well, he's obviously getting mixed messages from you.
Don't try and turn the subject around. I left you in charge of Gail and you let me down. I had this frantic phone call from my mother and I had to leave in the middle of a very important forum.
I did not let you down. Your mother came in, saw what she wanted to see and has fed you a twisted story. And you've taken her side against me.
How dare you? I've defended you to my mother.
Oh, yeah? Against what charge? I bet she wouldn't have come back early last night if David had been babysitting.
I am not going to discuss David with you.
No? Oh, well, that's very convenient for you.
This is not about David. This is about you and last night.
No. This is about us. And if this is the way us is going, I think we ought to take a break.
A break?
Yeah. How could you even think that I'd do anything that would put Gail at risk? See, that really hurts me.
I didn't say you had.
Yes, you did. That's how you started. OK. All right, Sandra, I'm sorry about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I was wrong. And if I'd had a minute more, I'd have sorted that out. But I didn't get that time because your house was like Waterloo Station last night with all the coming and going.
This isn't just about Gail, is it? It's about David. Even though I've told you there's nothing between us.
Yeah? Have you told him?
I'm not going to have this conversation. You want a break? You can have one. Goodbye.
I'm sorry, mate. I didn't realise my turning up like that would mess things up.
It wasn't your fault. Just brought things to a head, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, Steve?
Yes, Wendy?
I'm all ready.
So I see.
And you're going to wish me luck?
Of course I am.
You sure you don't mind me going in for it, really?
Nah. Do your best, Wen.
Thanks, Steve. I will.
Good luck, Wendy. She's a nice girl.
Yeah, I know.
I must say, you're handling it very well. Her going in for the race, after all.
Yeah, well, to be honest, whether Wendy wins or not ain't my biggest problem anymore.
Ah, now don't worry. I don't think Sandra knows you're running the book. Just as long as you don't make a big thing about it.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about Doreen Knowles.
Who?
Over there in a tracksuit.
What, the tall, slim one? Yeah, well, what about her?
Well, when I last saw her a month ago, she was tall and fat. Turns out she's been on an elf farm. She only got back yesterday.
And?
I took a bet on her. 100 quid at 50 to 1.
What? You idiot. What? That's 5,000 quid if she wins.
Yeah, I know. I ain't got it.
Well, fancy offering 50 to 1. Didn't you check first? Find out her form?
As far as I knew, her form looked like Mr. Blobby.
I'm talking about her racing form, dopey. In something like this, it's not how you look, it's how you handle a frying pan.
Yeah, but I ain't looking good. Everyone's been coming up this evening trying to get a bet on her.
Well, what odds you offering?
What, do you want a bet?
No, I don't. Steve, I warned you about something like this. You'd better start praying.
I promise God, if I ever get out of this, I'll give up being a bookie forever.
Well, that won't work. God knows all about those sort of prayers. Ah, they're under starter's orders. Oh. They're on the line. Getting ready.
I can't look.
Oh, yeah. They're off! Doreen Knowles has gone straight into the lead. Lovely action with a frying pan. Oh. Miss Martin is on her shoulder.
Where's Wendy and Mrs. Patel?
Both in the back of the field. But your Wendy's making ground.
Nightmare.
The woman with the woolly hat.
Mrs. Rowland.
Yeah, Mrs. Rowland. She's coming up strong. But as they come to the first bend, it's Doreen Knowles, your Wendy, Mrs. Rowland.
This is a disaster.
They're coming into the second and final bend. It's still Doreen Knowles. But Mrs. Rowland's come up to take second place. Oh, they've fallen!
Yes.
Doreen Knowles, Mrs. Rowland collided. They went down bringing your Wendy and Miss Martin with them. But it's Mrs. Patel! Mrs. Patel comes out first!
Yes! Oh, thank you, God! Patel, I swear I will never be a bookie again.
No. No, no. All right, Steve. But if you want to keep what you have got, take my advice.
What?
Go and give your Wendy a cuddle right now. Go on. Learn from a loser.
Well, I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come.
In part three of Coming Alive, Terry King was played by Carl Howman and Sandra Gaines by Phyllis Logan. Steve Addison was Ben Crow, Mrs. McKendrick, Sandra Vo, David Reynolds, Sean Baker, Gail, Jennifer Whelan, Mr. Preston, David Holt, Wendy Wilson, Claire Corbett, and the barman, Ewan Bailey. Coming Alive is written by Jim Eldridge and was directed by Marilyn Imrie.